Hey, welcome to the Learn, Transform, Grow podcast, where I bring you advice, strategies, and stories from my life, past clients, and the mental mindset work I do daily to help you flourish and pursue your ambitions. If you're ready to learn, then I'm ready to teach. Grab your notebook and let's learn, transform, and grow together. Hello, what is going on, my friends? Welcome to another day, another episode. I hope your Wednesday is going swimmingly well. Today on the podcast, I want to talk about five ways to improve your body image. And this one sparked my peak when I had a moment. This was a while back, but I started writing down notes as I do, and I thought, hey, I'm going to make this into a podcast. So I came up with five different ways to improve your body image. I started thinking about, again, like I always do, just my journey. And then I started thinking about clients that I have helped. And women, we're all the same. But when it comes down to it, right, we want to first and foremost lose weight. We want to stop the binge eating, but we also want to have confidence in our body. We want to love our bodies again. And that's a very hard thing to do. You know, it's not as simple as, you know, just love your body again. And I know there's a lot of like the body positivity out there where that's like the message is, you know, love your body and just, you know, accept where it is. And I preach that as well, but there's certain things that you need to do first, especially if you're someone that's craving the body confidence and feeling, you know, incredible in your skin, because you know, this is something that, you know, you live with your body, right? You have to feel good in your skin. And when you're able to improve how you relate to your body, you're able to improve how confident you feel as you walk through the world. And that's very important to me. I feel like that's something where it's not just a say a couple mantras and you're done, right? This is more of we have to take different steps, and we need to do this and able to learn how to move through life loving the way that we feel. So I just wanted to go through a few of the things that I feel like can help you to, create that sense of confidence and empowerment that you are truly trying to achieve overall in your journey, in your body, in your life. So the first one, and this one is difficult, but it's to practice healthy social media habits. And again, this is a hard one to do because, you know, we follow people that inspire us. We follow people that we, you know, we feel like we have a connection to. But, you know, when you fill your feed with bodies that don't look like yours, or with people that you only see their highlight reel, right? You might see them looking a certain way and you think, oh my God, I want to look this way. And, you know, you see their workouts, but you don't know how, you don't really know the behind the scenes of what's going on, right? So you can practice healthy social media habits by ensuring that your feed is filled with diverse individuals, right? I know my feed in the beginning when I first got Instagram was filled with, when I was really big into like bodybuilding. So I had bodies on there like Miranda, I can't even think of her last name anymore, but her and Dana Lynn Bailey and like just different bodybuilders and IFBB pros, actually that's what they were, on my feed, right? And I think about that now and I look back and think, I could never look like them. Now, knowing what I know, and number two, it only created negative thoughts about how I looked, which kept me in that downward spiral of, I'm not enough, I'll never look this way, I need to go on a diet, I just need to lose 10 more pounds. So it kept me stuck. So instead of being blasted with bodies that you desire, I encourage you to follow accounts of people with bodies that look similar to yours. And this is hard to do. You know, it might not be hard to do. I'm not that big into, you know, the social media and Instagramming and stuff like that, but try to find bodies that look like yours. Try to find faces that are similar to yours, right? Me being a Black woman, I still do. It's not that I don't, but I was looking at women that were, you know, 5'5", blonde hair, blue eyes, white women, knowing that I can't look like that, right? And that this further made me go down this spiral. So I encourage you to find bodies that are similar to yours right now. So if you're 145 pounds or 180 pounds or 210 pounds, I encourage you to find those accounts to bodies that look like yours. I encourage you to find those accounts if you are, you know, Hispanic, to find Hispanic accounts. If you are Black, to find African-American accounts, right? To find bodies and people that are similar to you, right? There's nothing wrong with only following fitness models or fitness accounts or, you know, whatever accounts that you're following now. But if you find yourself comparing your body, your looks, your everything to theirs, it's time to focus on other things. The accounts you follow should inspire you, right? They should inspire you all the time and not make you feel any less than beautiful or make you feel any less than, you know, as a person, right? Because you don't look like this person. You don't have what this person has. And that's what, you know, practicing healthy social media habits are. So again, very difficult, I know, but I promise that if you do start to just, you know, sprinkle in a few accounts of people that look like you, that have similar bodies to you. And I'm not just saying just go all willy-nilly. I mean, as long as these people, if their mission is to lose weight or they're going through that same similar struggle as you, those are the accounts you want to follow because those are the people that are in it right now as you are. So you can even build even a closer connection with those people or feel even closer to them because you're going through similar things versus, you know, fitness models or, you know, people that whoever it is that you follow right now that really and truly don't understand what you're going through, right? They don't, there's no real substance to teach you or to help you through whatever it is that you're feeling. And honestly, if you are someone that binges and overeats, 95% of those accounts that you follow, unless they are, you know, ones that are for overeating or binge eating, they don't know half the story about how to get you to even remotely close to the place that you want to get to with your body. So practice healthy social media habits. Number two. This one is spend time naked. Spending time naked can help you gain self-confidence and feel more comfortable in your body. Okay. This one's not easy either. I know these are all probably pretty difficult, but necessary, right? And I'm not asking you to walk around your house naked all day in front of your spouse or whatever. I'm just asking you to spend time naked once you get out the shower, just to be, just stand in the mirror, right? Our instinct is to hide from our bodies, right? Not just from people, but from ourselves. And this can quickly spiral and make you so unfamiliar with your body to where you just completely lose touch with your body, right? Looking at yourself naked helps you get more comfortable with your body because you see it more. I don't know how many times I used to just bypass the mirror when I got out of the shower, right? Or I would do all the things like lotion up and all the things away from the mirror. I didn't want to see my body. I didn't want to see my body because it triggered, oh my God, if I could just lose this in my arms, I need to lose this in my stomach, right? When you're looking at yourself in the mirror, try not to be judgmental, right? That's the first thing is really try not to be judgmental. Looking in at yourself naked, even if this is your first time really doing this, right? You don't have to do it for like 10 minutes, just for a minute, set the timer, right? And just stand there and just see you for who you are, right? No judgment. And as you progress into this, you can add more time, but then you can start thanking your body for all the things she's able to do for you, right? I have a worksheet, which, you know, if you would love a worksheet on how to do this, You can just send me a message on Instagram. But it's a worksheet that I did, and it basically went through all the thankful things that I needed for that I wanted to thank my body for, right? So I used to say, I like, right? I didn't say I love, but I love my leg, or I like my legs. I like my legs because they're strong. They help me get from place to place, right? So you can do things like that, or you can thank your body just for being able to move you from place to place. Thank your body for being able to get down on the ground and play with your kids or walk your dog. Thank your body for keeping you alive, right? Your body is doing all kinds of fantastic things for you, right? Your body knows how to heal a wound if you get cut, right? Your body knows how to, if you stopped breathing, right? If you're holding your breath, your body knows how to tell you, okay, you're holding your breath on purpose for too long. Start to breathe again, right? Your body knows how to self-regulate heat and coolness. Like, your body does all these really cool things, and you should thank it. And spending time naked and doing that can really and truly build the confidence and allow you to be more comfortable, which is what we all really want to do, is just to feel more comfortable in our skin. So spend time naked. Number three, I learned this probably too late in life, in my later 30s, but dress in clothes that fit. Wearing clothes that actually fit your body and its shape immediately changes your posture, right? What I mean by that is, if you go into the store, right, I hated trying on clothes. Nothing ever was cute on me. Nothing ever felt good on me. It's because I was always trying to get into a size that was smaller in the hopes that, you know what, if I can kind of get in these, then I'll feel good about myself to know that, you know, I can keep on the same diet, right? So sizes don't matter, right? Our clothes are made ridiculously small, but in my defense at the time, like, if I could get into a size 6 and I relatively didn't feel uncomfortable, I would get them. But then I'd go home and hate myself. But if I would have just went home or purchased the 8 or even the 10, right, that fit me perfectly, right, I would have felt better about myself. And I said better, instead of better, I didn't pronounce the T. I would have felt better about myself, right? When you wear clothes that are too small, short, and tight, it sends a message that you're not in good enough shape. You're not skinny enough, right? You start to spiral into that mindset of, you will never be able to wear cute clothes, or what's the use of even trying on clothes, or what's the point of this? I'll just, you know, go home. And even the opposite, right, is wear frumpy clothes. So you wear clothes that are too big because, again, we spend more time hiding our bodies than we do spend time looking at our bodies. So when you dress in polar opposites, either too small or too tight or too big, those are the types of thoughts that come to mind, right? Because if you're wearing clothes that are too small, you feel a certain way. You're not skinny enough. You're not this enough. But when you wear clothes that are way too big for you, you feel frumpy. You feel ugly, right? You just feel like, eh, I'm here. But when you start to dress in clothes that actually fit your body and its shape, you immediately are able to change your posture. And when I mean change your posture, I mean change the way you feel in your heart, right? You're able to look in the mirror and think, damn, I look fucking good, right? Not all the time, but most times. Instead of looking in the mirror and thinking, you have to, you know, change this, lose weight, or, you know, never leave the house again, right? So number three is dress in clothes that fit. Number four is practice positive, or focusing on positive aspects. And this one takes time and patience and a good mindset. And I kind of touched on it earlier when I said love, don't say love, but like. So you might look in the mirror naked and think, there's nothing positive I see here. But the truth is that there is, right? And the trick is to start small. Small in what is positive, and small as in which body part you want to praise. There's always something good. There's always something positive to think, to talk about, or to think about when it comes to your body, right? When I was doing this, I remember just starting with my nose, and I would look in the mirror and say, I like, right? I didn't say love. I liked my nose. And the reason why I say like is because it's very hard for someone that has had a very negative emotion and point of view about their body to go from hating their bodies to loving their bodies. It doesn't make sense. So, you know, this is where that gray area comes with the whole body positive movement about, you know, loving your body and accepting it, which I'm all for. But if you're someone that's been so negative about yourself and about your body, you really can't go from I hate the way I look to I love the way I look, right? There's got to be steps. And so that first step is to just say, you know, I like my nose, right? I like my nose. It's small. It's cute. You know, I like it. It's cute. It helps me smell delicious food, things like that. Like that's the things, those are the things I started out doing. And then I remember I went down to my legs and I like my legs. And like I said earlier, like I like my legs. They're strong. They carry me around from day to day. That was me focusing on the positive aspects, right? The positive things that my body does for me. And I know this is a hard thing to do, right? It's not something that you can just, like I said, go from hating your body to looking in the mirror and going, okay, I like this, and or even accepting this. Like I accept the way I look. I firmly believe that you don't have to accept the way you look right now, right? You don't accept it yet, but the more you practice focusing on the positive aspects, and I'm going to give you three other ways to do this, the more you will start to like, accept, and then eventually love the way your body is. So if, you know, standing in the mirror isn't a practice that you want to do, you can do other things like write down the things you like about your body in a journal. And I know journaling is something that people just like, ugh, I don't want to journal. I don't want to write anything down. Journaling is very cathartic, but, you know, just writing it down. Just like, you know, I like my ring finger. I like the way my wedding ring sits on my finger. That's a start, right? But you can start writing those things down. I like my legs. I like my arms because of, and what reason? You have to give a justification, a reason why. What's the aspect of why you love your arms or your legs or your belly button or your nose or your eyes, right? Your eyelashes even, right? Because they're long and curly. And if you have long curly eyelashes, I'm super jealous of you. Another way to do this is to repeat affirmations clothed in the mirror. Now, when I was thinking about this one, affirmations are something that became really big and popular a few years ago. I'm not big on affirmations the way I'm not big on saying I love my arms, I love my body, right? In the beginning. So when you have affirmations, I encourage you to do ones that are real, right? Again, using like. You can even say, I am okay with, right? So you can look in the mirror while you're clothed, not naked, but you can repeat an affirmation that says, you know, I'm okay with the way I look, right? I'm okay with it. Again, you don't like it. You don't love it. You're not accepting it, but you are feeling okay, right? I'm okay with the way that I look, right? You know, you can repeat the I like statements, right? I like the way this, I like how my legs this, right? You can repeat those type of affirmations. Because again, even if you jump to I love my body, and every time you look in the mirror and you're clothed and you think you say I love my body, but in the back of your mind you're thinking, oh my God, this outfit looks ridiculous. I need to lose 15 pounds. No matter how much you say it, it's not going to work. So repeating affirmations, be careful with, make sure that they're honest and make sure that they're true, but also make sure that they are ones that you believe, right? If you don't believe you look amazing, do not say, I look amazing, right? Make sure whatever affirmation you are saying, it is something that you honestly believe. And yes, when you affirm, you're affirming something positive, right? And the last way is to meditate on why you're grateful for your body. And this is, again, something that all you have to do is just, you know, however your form of meditation is, right? Maybe it's through yoga. Maybe it's before you go to bed and you just start thinking about your body and why you're grateful, right? Every morning I start off with a form of gratitude. Every night I end it with some type of reflection of gratitude. So maybe in the morning you just say, you know, I'm grateful that my body woke up this morning to give me another day, right? And maybe at night you say, I'm grateful that my body allowed me to run across the street and save a dog. I don't know, right? What are you grateful for that your body did that day? I'm grateful that my body allowed me to get off the floor after I fell. Okay. Like those are the types of things I'm thinking of when I say a positive aspect, when you're practicing on focusing the positive, right? When you're meditating on it, or again, you can journal just in your journal. It doesn't have to be a long journal. It can just be a gratitude journal. Wake up in the morning, what you're grateful for before you go to bed at night, what you're grateful for when it comes to your body. And lastly, number five is identify non-physical traits that you like about yourself. Sometimes it helps to not even do number four, which is focus on positive aspects. Sometimes it's best to just start with identifying non-physical traits. So when you take the focus off of the physical and think about other traits you admire in yourself, such as, you know, your intelligence, your kindness, or creativity, you remind yourself that you are more than your body. And this is something that I'm currently doing. Right? I feel fine in my body, right? I do. I actually love my body. I accept my body. But I have a hard time with the non-physical traits. So this was something that when I was doing this, I was thinking, you know what? This is something that's pretty cool, how to improve your body image, because you are more than your body, right? And you're also your mind and your spirit. So your character and your personality define who you are as a person, not just how you look on the outside. And I think we forget, especially when we're diving into, you know, weight loss and dieting, we forget about the person that we are, right? We just see ourselves as a body. We see ourselves as a number on the scale, but we don't see ourselves as, you know, an intelligent person, as a kind person, as a creative person, as a mother, as an exceptional mother, as an exceptional wife, as, you know, someone that is a thought leader, right? We just see ourselves as a body and a number on the scale. So to conclude this, I just wanted to give you five ways that, and there's probably many, many more, but five ways that I could think of to help you improve your body image, because feeling confident takes time. It takes patience. Like I said in the beginning, it takes time and it takes patience, but I wanted to give you a few tools to use so that you can feel confident in your skin and start to really hone in on the person that you are and cultivating that love and trust that I know that we all want, that you want to have in your body. So that is it for today. These tips kind of help you, especially if you're in that place. And as always, thank you for listening, and I will talk to you guys next week. Bye-bye. Hey guys, did you enjoy today's topic? If something in this episode resonated with you, I would love it if you would share it on your social media. The more people that get a chance to listen means the more people I get to help. Thanks for listening, and stay tuned for another episode.